Welcome to episode 358 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. I'm Peter Anderson. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Ephesians 5 verses 22 to 25. Wives, submit yourselves to your own husbands as you do to the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, as Christ is the head of the church, his body, of which he is the Savior. Now, as the church submits to Christ, so also wives should submit to their husbands in everything. Husbands are to treat their wives as Christ loves the church. This is agape love that is sacrificial. It is patient, kind, not jealous, and not selfish. Husbands are also to live with their wives in an understanding way. Wives are to show respect to their husbands, love them, and biblically submit to them. The Greek word for submission means to be ranked under. It is an ordering similar to military ranking. It is an authority structure for the home that God has mandated since back in the Garden of Eden. It never meant in ancient days, nor does it mean today, that the wife is inferior to her husband. In fact, she may be superior in many ways, such as intelligence and self-control. For a wife, practicing submission to her husband does not mean that she should be a silent yes person or a doormat, nor does it mean that she should have no opinions of her own. Rather, a woman who chooses to take an attitude of submission towards her husband is a wife who has a heart of being supportive of her husband. She does so because she chooses to. In choosing to support her husband, she's empowering him to have the self-respect he needs. He will develop into the kind of man who accepts his role and responsibilities in the home. He will seek to carry out his God-ordained position of protecting, providing for, and leading his family, especially spiritually. When a wife submits, she's being a helper to her husband, in the broad, biblical sense of that word. A biblical submission in marriage is a wife making a choice not to overtly resist her husband's will. That is not to say she cannot disagree with him or that she cannot express her opinion. Indeed, a wife who practices submission is by definition a woman with strength of character. She will therefore usually have her own opinions and ideas about issues. These may often be different from the opinions of her husband, but she can express her opinions and ideas respectfully without belittling and without disrespectful confrontation. In fact, it might be sometimes wrong for her not to express her opinion. She's ordained by God to be her husband's helper, not his doormat. By expressing her opinions, giving advice, and offering suggestions, she will be an invaluable partner to her husband. Submission does not imply an inherent inferiority. Christ is equal in status to the Father, but willingly submits himself to his Father's will. In the same way, women are equal in value and worth to men, since both are created in God's image. But based on God's design, men and women assume different roles in the marriage relationship. Again, Paul draws a comparison, as Christ is the head of the church. Christ is the head of the church in a way analogous to the husband being the head of his wife. Paul further clarifies that the church is Christ's body, an image used earlier in Ephesians. Christ relates the church as its Savior as he redeemed her for himself. This is the kind of relationship that the husband ought to have with his wife. In Ephesians 5, after commanding wives to submit to their husbands, Paul turns his attention to the husbands by commanding them to love their wives. Based on other ancient texts, it is somewhat unexpected that Paul would urge husbands to love their wives instead of urging them to rule over or dominate their wives. In extra-biblical Jewish literature, husbands were rarely exhorted to love their wives, and the verb love was never used in Greco-Roman household codes in relation to the duties of husbands. Here the command is to follow Christ in the way of love. The fact that this exhortation is repeated signifies its importance. The manner in which husbands should love their wives is compared to the way Christ loves the church. Christ's love for his bride, the church, becomes the standard by which a husband should love his bride. Specifically, Christ's love is most clearly demonstrated in how he gave himself up for her. His love was self-initiated and self-sacrificial. The parallel, however, should not be pressed. A husband should be like Christ with his self-sacrificing love, but he does not die in her place, nor does he sanctify or cleanse her. He should, however, be willing to sacrifice everything to protect and care for his wife. But the call to submission is challenging. Submission has often been used as an excuse for subjugation. What is a wife to do if her husband is angry, selfish, mean, jealous, physically violent, and makes terrifying threats? This happens because some men are cruel and punish their wives for anything they don't like. In other words, they are wicked and abusive. They may even use scripture in false ways to browbeat and manipulate their wives into submission. You have to do what I say. Submit. That's what the Bible says. Here are 10 principles about submission that one ought to understand. 1. Submission is voluntary. A wife chooses to submit. She should never be compelled or coerced into doing so. 2. Submission does not mean putting a husband in the place of Christ. Christ remains the ultimate authority. 3. Submission does not mean giving up independent thought. When Peter speaks about submission in 1 Peter 3, he speaks directly to wives, not to the husbands. Peter assumes that they will hear, ponder, understand, and respond to God's word themselves. Moreover, Peter knows that some wives have chosen Christ even though their husbands have not, and this was good for them to do. They have thought the matter through and departed from their husband's way of thinking on this issue of supreme importance in life. 4. Submission does not mean a wife should give up efforts to influence and guide her husband. Peter suggests that unbelieving husbands are actively watching their saintly wives, especially when those wives do not think their husbands are watching, and forming conclusions about their faith in God. It complements Paul's admonition to Timothy to watch your life and your doctrine closely. Persevere in them, because if you do, you save both yourself and your hearers. 5. Submission does not mean a wife should give in to every demand of her husband. 6. Submission does not mean being fearful or timid. Peter tells wives to not give way to fear. Although he refers to women in 1 Peter 3 verse 7 as the weaker vessel or weaker partner, this cannot be due to any inherent lack of inner strength or courage in the face of danger or threat. 7. Submission is not inconsistent with equality in Christ. The command to wives to be subject to their husbands should never be taken to imply inferior personhood or spirituality or lesser importance. Indeed, Peter affirms just the opposite. Wives are, according to 1 Peter 3 verse 7, heirs with you of the gracious gift of life. 8. Submission does not mean one should be accepting of abuse. Colossians 3 verse 19 says, "Husbands, love your wives and do not be harsh with them." Psalm 11 verse 5, "The Lord tests the righteous, but his soul hates the wicked and the one who loves violence." One ought not to accept verbal or emotional abuse from a husband. James 1 verse 19 to 20, "Know this, my beloved brothers, let every person be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger, for the anger of man does not produce the righteousness of God." 9. Submission is an inner quality of gentleness that affirms the leadership of the husband within the limits of obedience to Christ. 10. While there should be mutual respect, consideration, and love in a marriage, wives are called to submit to their husbands in ways that are not always mutual. Given the world in which we live and the times in which we live, the notion of submission is both challenging and controversial. It is further complicated by a millennia-long history of sexism, misogyny, and oppression. Father, many of us find the idea of submission challenging. Deepen our understanding of what this means and empower us to so act as to be consistent with your will for our lives. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.